Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said he was outraged and heartbroken over the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers in an Israeli strike in Gaza. Today, he's scheduled to speak with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, says ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
President Biden's sharp condemnation has not been met by any change in U.S. policy. He has been resisting calls to put limits or conditions on the weapons that the U.S. sends to Israel to fight this war, something critics say is contradictory and hypocritical. The big question now, will the president change course? Will these deadly strikes be a breaking point?
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Brussels with other foreign ministers as they mark 75 years of NATO. The northeastern U.S. hit hard by a nor'easter that's dumping snow in New England. The storm's responsible for more than 500,000 power outages ranging from West Virginia to Maine. This is ABC News. A special program is planned today in Memphis. It's the anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
News 5 minutes sooner.
56 years to the day.
The nation tonight is mourning the death of Martin Luther King.
The National Civil Rights Museum hosts an annual remembrance at the Lorraine Motel site in Memphis, where Dr. King on a balcony was shot. In addition to special performances and tributes, this year's commemoration includes performances by winners of the I Am the Legacy High School Poetry and Spoken Word Competition. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
No big winner once again in last night's $1.1 billion Powerball drawing. That pushes Saturday's grand prize to $1.23 billion. But even with more drawings rolling over into mega jackpots, some ticket sellers report that ticket sales are only about half of what they were a few years ago. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Moose Lodge 2661 in Phillips, Wisconsin is dedicated to supporting our local communities, Moose Heart and Moose Haven, and is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor.
It truly pays to be a member of Egg Country Farm Credit Services. For the fifth year in a row, Egg Country is paying a 1% patronage dividend on all eligible business for 2023. The co-op is also making a special second payment of 0.5%. Together, Egg Country members will receive a record $125 million. That's the power of the co-op. Egg Country. Focused on egg. Focused on you. Egg Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A murder victim's family says Donald Trump was lying when he told a Wisconsin audience Tuesday he met with the family of a woman killed by someone in the U.S. illegally.
He did not speak with any of us, so it was kind of shocking seeing that he has said that he has spoke with us.
Mavi Garcia was Ruby Garcia's sister. Ruby was killed in Michigan last month. Data shows undocumented immigrants are actually less likely to commit violent crimes than American citizens. Tuesday's primary election results could be a concern for the presidential candidates. President Biden and Donald Trump won in landslides, but more than 47,000 Democrats voted uninstructed, and 120,000 Republicans voted for someone else other than Trump. Biden carried the state by less than 1% in 2020. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, April 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Phillips VFW. It's the Phillips Moose Lodge Bingo. The current progressive jackpot starts at over $1,180, and proceeds are used to support area community projects and events. For more information, you can find them on Facebook at Moose2661. Once again, that is Saturday, April 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Phillips VFW.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers lose to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers lost their first game of the season to the Minnesota Twins, the final 7-3 in favor of Minnesota. Some highlights, another home run for veteran Reese Hoskins and 20-year-old rookie Jackson Chourio, who hit his first major league home run 402 feet over the right center field fence. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He'll remember it for sure. I'll remember it. A lot of people that are close to him, you know, will certainly remember it. Day by day, you notice more and more that Jackson belongs in the big leagues. You know what I mean?
NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Memphis Grizzlies, 111 to 101. Bobby Portis says they're getting everyone's best shot right now.
Obviously, teams play us different, man. If you watch the Bucks, if you watch this team play against the Pistons tomorrow, then, you know, it's just different when you play us. We get everybody's best shot. It comes with the territory. Used to hunt, now hunting.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's take a look at that Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow. Friday, April the 5th here already. Baked cod tomorrow. Mashed potatoes, butter on that if you like, coleslaw, and fresh fruit. All your meals served with bread, butter, and milk. Reach them to order or any questions. Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your Boat Club at BJ's Sport Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telic, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to Your Boat Club at BJ's Sport Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We could see a few lingering snow showers or sprinkles here through early afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy today. Less windy with a high of 41. The wind north at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45 by Saturday. Sunshine with a high back up to 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Today's outdoor news is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer, handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked for fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by OnX Hunt. The walleye fishing on the Mississippi River is starting to heat up, and the anglers down there are saying, we're catching them on a jig and a minnow. Make sure you come down here with your jigs and your minnows. But there's one technique I think is better, and I'll tell you what it is. But first,
unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Mr. Walleye Gary Roach gets down to the Mississippi River every early season period, and he catches a lot of walleyes, and he's not using a jig and a minnow. This freshwater fishing Hall of Famer is using a three-way swivel rig. He says you can fish it more efficiently because you don't get hung up as much. When these walleyes are moving upstream, they'll get stopped by that big dam where there are a lot of snags. That snag-infested water will grab those jigs and you'll be cussing all the time as you snap another one off. But with that three-way swivel rig, you can fish vertically, straight up and down right over the edge of the boat, and you are rarely hung up when you fish like that. Roach would tie a sinker on that bottom swivel with about 12 inches of line, and then the leader was about 12 inches as well. Always a little silver-bladed spinner on the end of that line with the hook and a leech, or the hook and a minnow. And with this rig, he was barely snagged, and he was catching a lot of walleyes on the Mississippi River this time of year. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Oh,
Island Children.
Country.
you showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us.
Where it ends 98 Q Country. Online at 98qcountry.com.
A full moon shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood, my buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by, they hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. In the dark, in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me. Sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a little like a shooting star. So I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark, in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. In a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, oh, never gonna grow up. Ha, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark, in the middle of a rock show. Barefoot blue jean night. Barefoot blue jean night.
Oh, what's a barefoot blue jean night? 98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. Dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here?
chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy, little new world in yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is they don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is
written songs in recent history of country music. It's called Bigger Houses. Dan and Shay there at 98Q Country at 8:29. Let's do some birthdays. If you got somebody celebrating on this fourth day of April, we'd be just thrilled to wish them a happy day. Give them a shot to win that free cake tomorrow, even if it's a belated one from a couple of days ago and you didn't. We'll cover for you. Give us a call, 715-762-3221. Local birthdays, anniversaries, and some celebrity ones in just a moment after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said he was outraged and heartbroken over the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers in an Israeli strike in Gaza. Today, he's scheduled to speak with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, says ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
President Biden's sharp condemnation has not been met by any change in U.S. policy. He has been resisting calls to put limits or conditions on the weapons that the U.S. sends to Israel to fight this war, something critics say is contradictory and hypocritical. The big question now, will the president change course? Will these deadly strikes be a breaking point?
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Brussels with other foreign ministers as they mark 75 years of NATO. The northeastern U.S. hit hard by a nor'easter that's dumping snow in New England. The storm's responsible for more than 500,000 power outages ranging from West Virginia to Maine. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Recent furloughs in the Marshfield Clinic health system will be permanent. Marshfield Clinic is telling employees that those who were furloughed in January will no longer be employed by May 4th. The furloughs account for 3% of Marshfield Clinic's workforce. It's been 1 year on the job for Wisconsin's Secretary of State. Sarah Godlewski says her office authenticates 15,000 documents each year for all kinds of Wisconsinites.
You know, a family that finally heard that they can adopt a child in Thailand, or a business. My first one was a cheese shop that finally got to sell their cheese overseas.
But Godlewski tells Up North News the office has had to do more with less since it was defunded and downsized 9 years ago. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Copper Falls State Park invites nature advocates, partners, and volunteers to partake in the magic of the solar eclipse on April 8th from noon to 3 p.m. From 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., participants can build their own pinhole projector box for safe eclipse viewing without special glasses. Bring your own rectangular box, the longer the better. For more information, feel free to contact Ellie Williams at 715-209-5920 or email membership at friendsofcopperfallssp.org.
Leaning into local radio, 98 Country.
The Bucks lose at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Memphis Grizzlies last night, 111-101. The Bucks now 29-9 at Fiserv Forum this year. Doc Rivers says he became increasingly concerned about Giannis Antetokounmpo's sore hamstring injury as the game wore on.
It was just physical, what you saw. You know, I'm protective in that way for right now. Listen, we have, seven games. We want to be right and healthy.
Baseball, the Brewers have today off after losing to the Twins yesterday, 7-3. It was the first game in nearly 3 years for starting pitcher Joe Ross following two Tommy John surgeries. Pat Murphy.
Joe will tell you he didn't throw his best, but he competed. I loved what I saw because to go out there and he hadn't started a baseball game in Major League since 2021, to get back on the hill and compete against a good ball club, the Minnesota Twins, they hit in the clutch and they took seven walks, which is unacceptable on our part.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip July 11th to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Bus leaves Park Falls at 7 a.m. and returns around 9 p.m. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us wcqm@civicmedia.us.
All right, birthday wishes going out today. We want to wish a happy birthday to Brenda Striegel. Your family called in, your grandsons specifically called in, Henry and Hunter. So, Brenda, happy birthday to you today. We got an anniversary today, too, a 60th wedding anniversary for Karen and Denny Week. So happy anniversary to both of you. And with love always from Lisa, Greg, Seth, and Janae, they want to wish you a happy anniversary. And more wishes also from your children and spouses, the whole family, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. So the Weeks, Karen and Denny, happy 60th anniversary to you two lovebirds today. Let's see who else is celebrating birthdays on this fourth day of April. We've got Jamie Lynn Spears, the artist, music artist, Britney Spears' kid sister, and she is 33 today. Eric Andre, the comic and TV actor, is 41. Heath Ledger, the Australian, was an actor born on this day, 1979. He passed in 2008. Who else here that you may recognize, that I may recognize? David Blaine, the magician. Oh, if you've seen his stuff on YouTube and stuff. These illusionists are just incredible nowadays, what they can do. 51 for David Blaine. Clay Davidson, country artist, is 53. Nancy McKeon, she played, she was on The Facts of Life. She played Joe, right, on The Facts of Life? I always had a crush on her. 58 for Nancy McKeon today. Robert Downey Jr., the son of director Robert Downey, has had quite a storied career. There's a whole paragraph here on his career of movies and adventures, shall we say. And he's still on the planet, Robert Downey. He is 59. Robert Downey Jr., 59 today. David Cross, the writer, actor, and comedian, has appeared in numerous TV shows and films, including Mr. Show, Arrested Development, Pitch Perfect. He's 60 today. Hugo Weaving, the actor, is 64 today. Anybody else that you may recognize? Tom Jackson, the standout linebacker with the Broncos, and he co-hosted the NFL Network's show with Chris Berman, the NFL primetime show, I should say. He's Chris Berman's sidekick, Tom Jackson, kind of the straight man for him. And those two together had a chemistry. They still do stuff, but they don't do it as much as they used to. Tom Jackson is 73 today. Steve Gatlin of the Gatlin Brothers is celebrating a 73rd birthday today. I think we may have at least a double, maybe a birthday triple shot we can do here today. Craig T. Nelson won an Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series for the show Coach, that featured a fictitious school, the Minnesota State Eagles. 78 for Craig T. Nelson today. Anthony Perkins, a star of the original Psycho, born on this day, 1932, passed in 1992. And Maya Angelou, the author, poet, and professor, was the Poet Laureate of the United States. A good title to have on your business card if you can get it. Her real name is Marguerite Annie Johnson Maya Angelou, born on this day, 1928. She passed in 2014.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Save big money on everything for your bathroom project at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 shower doors, bathtubs, and shower kits, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add style and luxury to your bathroom. Plus, we have all the stylish faucets and bath hardware to finish your project. Check out our entire selection of Max bathroom products and our weekly flyer today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Big G here, and Monday nights mean one thing, hunger. Head over to Harborview on the Lake for all-you-can-eat spaghetti with sauce and garlic bread for just $17.99 till 8 p.m. Knock off early for happy hour from 2 to 4 p.m., snagging half-priced appetizers and $3 beers. Mention me, Big G, for a special 10% discount from new owners Joe and Marisa. Don't wait, my discount ends March 31st. Harborview on the Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin, your Monday night hotspot.
Jeff Hagen and Roofing of Phillips, serving northern Wisconsin as a professional installer of shingles, metal, and rubber roof systems. Jeff and his family are supporters of local area community events and a proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsor.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We could see a few lingering snow showers or sprinkles here through early afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy today. Less windy with a high of 41. The wind north at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45 by Saturday. Sunshine with a high back up to 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Let's celebrate a couple of birthdays today. Park Manor double. Double shot today, brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls. ParkManorWI.com, and they're on Facebook too. Celebrating birthdays today, a song by Clay Davidson. He wasn't a one-hit, he kind of was a one-hit wonder, and we'll get to a song that I'm sure you'll recognize in just a moment. But these guys, the Gatlin Brothers, of course, one of the great groups of all time in country music. And Steve Gatlin, one of the Gatlin boys, is celebrating a 73rd birthday today.
All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about a man forever.
So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. A brand new game.
Unconditional in 98Q Country, wrapping up a Park Manor double shot just today. Your home, heart, and history of Park Falls, parkmanorwi.com. They're on Facebook too. Well, some of the headlines you may be hearing about today, in case you haven't been in touch, a 35-year-old Alabama mom arrested after police found her 3-year-old child wearing a backpack that contained 2 kilograms of cocaine. Hazmat inspectors at the site of the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. You know, the barge that hit the bridge here a couple weeks ago. They have found no contamination in the water so far,
and no evidence that the cargo ship was leaking any hazardous fluids. So that's good news. The Powerball, nobody won it. It's going to be, it's over a billion. If you're asking specifically how much it is, then you don't get the point. It's over $1 billion. It's too much. It's just too, the lottery is the craziest thing. It makes me shake my head. When I see the ads for the lottery, I just shake my head and I'm just like, you have a better chance of getting hit by lightning. You could stand outside in a field and during a thunderstorm with a 9-iron and you have a better, well, you don't want to do that. But I'm saying you have a better chance to get hit by lightning than you do of winning that Powerball jackpot. And for those, a little bit of an insult for those who have been hit by lightning. And then it's just like, does that mean I win the Powerball? An 80-year-old American tourist was killed in an elephant attack. Did you see this? Elephants are always seem to be so calm. But if they decide not to be, they're huge. They're huge. So this 80-year-old guy was on a safari with five other people in Zambia. Four other people received some minor injuries from the aggressive, unexpected attack in the wilderness by the elephant. And a judge ruled, it's in the wild, so a judge ruled Wednesday that Donald Trump is not immune from prosecution in his New York hush money case. And those are some of the headlines. We'll have another update coming up at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock.
Are you getting notices in the mail from the IRS? Don't ignore those, as it'll only get worse. Open the notice and call Tax Alliance today. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with the BBB and no consumer complaints sets us apart. Call 800-309-3416. That's 800-309-3416. Here's what customers are saying.
Tax Alliance knows what they're doing to navigate dealing with the IRS. I was very pleased with the outcome. Thank you, Tax Alliance. I can sleep again.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job with helping me to resolve my tax issue. I'd recommend this business to anyone who's in need of tax resolution.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, are getting notices from the IRS, have unfiled tax returns, have hired another company and are not happy, or have a payment plan and are getting nowhere, call 800-309-3416. That's 800-309-3416 for a free consultation.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Oh dear. Joel Karnick has been at 98Q Country Morning Show host for 25 years. Congratulations, Modir Nutrition, located on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Your tasty, healthy alternative to lunch or an afternoon snack.
The smarter way to clean your floors.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
White or wheat, classic or old-fashioned, with or without sesame seeds. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for perfectly grilled burgers, hot dogs, and brats can seem overwhelming. Baked right here in the Midwest, the Bakers and Village Hearth made your choice easy. As long as you see the familiar Village Hearth logo on the package, you know you're selecting the freshest, most flavorful buns available. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
We could see a few lingering snow showers or sprinkles here through early afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy today. Less windy with a high of 41. The wind north at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 45 by Saturday. Sunshine with a high back up to 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Perfect.
It's the music. It's the contest.
Oh my God, this is so awesome.
It's listeners just like you that make this radio station great.
Thanks.
98Q Country.
Town, hey, wouldn't you know, I'd get hooked on a girl with
Jones.
Young love and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. There's always pawn shops. So beat up guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean.
Sing it to you all.